Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we're sailing off into the night. I'm actually just going to drive home, but then we'll return tomorrow to do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now. Anything. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's an article in The Hill. We'll get to the calls and the emails in a second. There's an article in The Hill about why some Republicans see Tucker Carlson's departure as a good thing.
And I just want to once again say, of course, it's all the usual suspects you'd expect. John Thune, loser. Lindsey Graham, maybe the king of losers or queen. I'm not sure. Either way, losers. All the worst pieces of trash in the Senate. That's the goal right there. The goal right there is to have the biggest pieces of trash in the Republican Party fear you. That's what matters. That is our goal now. It always has been. I want these people to quake with fear when they screw us over again and hand away the farm to the communists again. I want them to be afraid. That's my goal. It's a life goal. I told Tucker that too. That's what I'm going for. That's totally what I'm going for. All right. Couple things. It's a little dark, but something we should play for sure. The border is one of those things. It's different. I don't want to say difficult to talk about. It's not that. It's different because everybody doesn't live with it. Most of the country's not on the southern border. They're just not. Now, that doesn't mean you don't care about it if you're listening to me in Spokane right now. And we love Spokane. But anyway, it's not that you don't care about it, but it's not as real. And because the media doesn't talk about it, obviously, because they're trying to burn down the country along with the Democrats, people don't understand what's going on. They don't understand some of the things that happen down there. I've been trying to explain this for a while now, that we act as if all of human history, we act as if this stopped and we put a stop to this and this doesn't go on anymore. And we do this about slavery. You know, the whole history of the world is slavery. It's people that slaves, owning slaves, selling slaves, abusing slaves. It's the whole history of the world. Contrary to what your history professor taught you, it isn't unique to early America. Every society, it's all of them, everyone. Slavery is something that nations like ours and Britain and others, if you talk to people, they will say, man, I'm glad we're in a post-slavery era. We ended slavery. It's very inspiring that we ended slavery. And that's not true. Slavery shifted. We're not tossing a bunch of Africans in a ship in horrific conditions and dragging them over here before we torture them and put them to work and things like that now. And thank God those days are behind us. But we have slavery going on. And in fact, as I've mentioned before, our southern border is probably the biggest slave trafficking lane in the world, in the entire planet. I want you to listen to this whistleblower. Her name's Tara Lee Rodas. There's two parts to this. They're both long. It's going to be difficult to hear, but try to personalize this when you hear this. This isn't taking place in history. This isn't taking place in Colombia, Iran. This is in our country. This is in your country. This is in my country. This is happening now, and this is being done on purpose by the communists in our government. Listen to this lady. It's long. I may not even interrupt her. It's long. Just hang with me.
I thank you for the invitation to share my testimony. My goal is to inspire action to safeguard the lives of migrant children, including the staggering 85,000 that are missing. Today, children will work overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, factories, restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers. Today.
Sorry. I'm going to try not to interrupt as much, but know this about debts in case you're not. The poor people who come over here, they're almost all poor and they can't afford the fee, whatever the fee may be, $5,000, $10,000, and they're almost all trafficked by the cartels. Now, obviously, cartels are going to demand payment. So they take in Pedro, and Pedro doesn't have any money, and they tell Pedro, oh yeah, we'll bring you across the border, no problem. It'll be $5,000-$10,000. And Pedro doesn't have $5,000-$10,000. And when they get him across the border, they will not ask. They will tell Pedro where he's going to go and where he's going to work. And in case you're wondering, well, why doesn't he just sneak off to Montana or something? They also make sure they have collateral. Pedro's mom. Pedro's well aware that his mom back in Brazil, that they will send him a picture of her getting her head cut off if she doesn't do it. So they don't have an option, right? You don't have an option. You can't opt out. You're there as a slave.
Children will be sold for sex. Today, children will call a hotline to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked. And we don't know if they're going to get the help they need. For nearly a decade, unaccompanied children have been suffering in the shadows. And I have to confess, I knew nothing about their suffering until 2021, when I volunteered to help the Biden administration with the crisis at the southern border. As part of Operation Artemis, I was deployed to the Pomona Fairplex Emergency Intake Site in California to help HHS, Office of Refugee Resettlement, reunite children with sponsors in the United States. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in home country, smuggling to the U.S. border, and ends when ORR delivers a child to a sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations. Some sponsors view children as commodities and assets to be used for earning income. This is why we are witnessing an explosion of labor trafficking. Now, whether it's intentional or not, it could be argued that the United States government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation that is run by bad actors seeking to profit off of the...
of helping their killers.
But there's another part to this. It's also long, and I'm going to get to it in a second. Just process that. We are taking these children... because the communists have determined that they want the border open so it'll help them collapse America faster, they all now come to the border. They'll walk right through. every policy is designed to get them out of the border facilities because they don't want anyone taking pictures. Remember, that's really, they really don't want anyone to know what they're doing because you're not right by the border. Most people are not. They don't want pictures. They don't want anyone knowing what they're doing. So they want them out of the border facilities, but they don't want them out as in head back south. They just want to get them inside of America. Hurry up, get in here, collapse the country as fast as you can. And we are hand delivering children to cartels within the borders of the United States of America. And it's not just that bad. We are hand delivering them to hell. And I think about this. Maybe it's because I'm a dad. My sons are 12 and 14. Maybe it's because I look at them and I think that could be them. And think about this. As you sit here listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, whether it's the next day and you're making dinner, driving your kid to school, whatever, at work, whatever you're doing. As we sit here, as I sit here in the air conditioning, we just had cookies delivered. We're eating cookies in the fridge. As we sit here living our lives, there are kids inside of our border living a life of hell. Fear, pain, abuse. That's all they know. And now that we've all wrapped our minds around that, wrap your mind around this. It's all being done on purpose. The Biden administration knows what they're doing. They know all these things. And they're doing it anyway. Remember what we were talking about earlier? If you could dissect these people and look at a soul, how you would look at theirs, and there would be just, you wouldn't even recognize it as human. That's who these people are, man. And they'll get up there with a straight face, these sociopaths, and say things like
this. Let me be clear. Our border is not open and will not be open after May 11th.
We're going to play part two of that whistleblowers thing, and then we'll get back to your calls. 877-377-4373. Sick people, man. All right. Now, let's talk about some things that may ease your mind, ease your worries, if you will. Preparing helps ease my worries. When I practice with my weapon, I feel better. When I buy new things for survival, I feel better. My son and I, the wife was rolling her eyes. My son and I were going through my go bag the other day. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. But it makes me feel better. It makes me sleep better at night. I sleep better knowing I have an emergency 3-month food kit from my Patriot Supply. I sleep better knowing everyone in my family will eat for 3 months if the worst happens. EMP, war, famine. If the worst happens, the Kellys are still going to eat. It gives me peace of mind. I'll look at it sometimes. It just makes me feel better. My Patriot Supply has the 5-star reviews they have for a reason. It ships fast. It ships free. It ships anonymously. And they're $200 off per kit right now. Go get an emergency 3-month food kit. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right? MyPatriotSupply.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to your calls in just 1 second. I swear on my life, I do want to get to this one, though, because I'm always talking about don't badmouth your former employer. This guy says, Shogun, you're always saying not to talk bad about former bosses. I'm thinking of leaving a job where they insist on dishonest sales practices. What would you say if asked why in an interview? Listen, buddy.
Are you not married? Maybe you're not married, because once you get married, you'll figure out, you'll pick up from your wife saying things without actually saying things at all. Like I've talked to you before, everyone knows I can't dress. Again, this goes back to the Kellys. We have no artistic ability. I can't dress myself. I have no sense of fashion whatsoever. That's why if you ever see me, like on the book tour, I will be in jeans, cowboy boots, a button up, and a sport coat, because it's simple and I don't have to think about it. It looks good, and that's what I wear. So I can't dress myself. But like tomorrow night, we're going out. Date after the show. If I walk out and I pick my own clothes, she'll look at me and she'll say, is that what you're going to wear? Now, did she say that looks like crap? No, she didn't. She asked the question. And if I come back at her, that's what she's always able to say. She left herself the ultimate out. Hey, I was just asking. I was just asking if that's what you're going to wear. Kind of rude, but that's what she does. Now, let's say you're new employer or your hopeful new employer asks you about the dirtball current employer you have. You can say it without saying it. In fact, you can make yourself look really good. You can say something to the effect of, you know, we just had some philosophical differences when it came to sales practices, so I just thought it would probably be better if we moved on. They're not stupid. They'll know what that means. They'll read between the lines. You look like an upstanding person who didn't badmouth your former employer. And your new employer, he'll know that. And he'll appreciate it, all right? All right. Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
All right. Listen, Jesse Kelly, El Scriptor extraordinaire. That's your name. Okay, now, you know something? You know why Tucker got canned? Because he's one of the very few like you that is telling the truth about the globalist agenda. And I would like to point something out. I believe that the QAnon shaman can probably thank Tucker Carlson for his freedom, okay? And there's a part of me that wishes that we could give Fox the Anheuser-Busch treatment. Now, another thing I want to say was, you know, when the communists took this country over, you say local, you know, but they did it under the protection of the Constitution of the United States of America, and they're not going to afford us that opportunity. Now, I have a riddle for you. How do you know you've been sanitized? You put on the mask.
You know, about the Constitution thing, this was written about before. Shoot, Yuri Bezmenov talks about this. If you read, what is that book? I think it's Sword and Shield. Don't quote me on that. I think the book is Sword and Shield. It's written by a former KGB guy. And look, hold on. I'm not telling you I recommend it. It's very good. It's a lot. It's one of those ones. It's kind of a grind and it'll take you a little while to get to, but it talks about the Soviets and espionage. And this might have been where I read it, but either way. A former Soviet guy I was reading one time was talking about spying because it's well known the Russians, the Soviets, are the best spies. They just are. Well, that and the Israelis, but the overall, the Russians are great at spying. They always have been. The Soviets were great at spying, infiltration, spying information. And he was talking about why that is. It's not that we suck at it, but we're not as good as them. Why is that? And there are several reasons. One, the Soviet Union was better at spying than we were because they had to be. We had a much bigger economy, much more powerful. They had to be better at little things we didn't take as seriously. You better be a country. It's part of the reason Israel is so incredible at spying. There's only 8-9 million people and everybody wants to kill them. So if that's the case, you better have a robust intelligence gathering network. You just better. Now, another thing he talked about was America's great strength is also its great weakness when it comes to counterintelligence, stopping them. He said, look, in the Soviet Union, during the Cold War, if you're a spy, and we had many within the Soviet Union, you couldn't just drive right up to some Soviet military base and get out and start snapping a couple pictures. Oh, look at that cool, look at the tanks and stuff. Let me put this on Instagram. They just take you and they'd shoot you in the face and throw you in the ditch without a trial, without anything. You're gone. In America, he said, we would drive right up to American military bases and start taking pictures. And you've got all these freedoms. He was mocking them, but he said, you got all these freedoms and I can do whatever I want. Your freedoms allow me to do whatever I want. It's crazy, isn't it? So let's not give them too much credit. They're good, but there's a reason. Pat, Tennessee, go.
Hey, Jesse. Yes, I was going to talk about the virus. I live in Tennessee. I never took the vaccine. And I did my research, and I tried to tell everyone, don't take it. Don't take it. They did. But everything you spoke on is the God's honest truth. If their lips are moving, they're lying.
Amen. They are, Pat. That Tennessee accent never gets old, Chris. Is there anything better? What? You're not into it? What are you, some kind of snob? Oh, it's because he's a Texan. That's so stupid. Tennessee accents are wonderful, Chris. Alabama accents. Accents in general. I wish I had an accent, but I'm too white trash. My accent is just kind of white trash. I think that's the name of my accent. All right, we'll get back to these. 877-377-4373. And liberal white women are on a lot of antidepressants. I'm going to address that next before I get to that. I don't want you to get on antidepressants. No, you do whatever your doctor tells you, but what I want, What you really, truly need is a good night's sleep. You can achieve a good night's sleep with MyPillow. Now, you know I've been telling you about the Giza Dream Sheets and how they're currently being sold at their lowest price ever, as low as $29.98. But you should know that's about to go away. Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Jesse. That's how you, multiple colors, sizes, styles. Don't miss out on them. Go get a couple pair of Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse. All right. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. I cannot guarantee how much longer they're going to be this cheap. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Which boys, which children are having this, quote, gender dysphoria? And what's the connection with these liberal white women? We'll talk about that and your calls next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world. and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I owe you part two. I've not forgotten about the Tara Lee Rodas, the HHS whistleblower, about the trafficking coming across the border. Let me hit this, and then I'll give you your calls. And then tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday.
It's your questions emailed in right now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Here's this whistleblower.
As for me, my interest is the safety of the children. I do not view this as a political issue. I view this as a humanitarian issue. So I want to tell you some of what I witnessed personally at the Pomona Fairplex. I saw vulnerable indigenous children from Guatemala who speak Mayan dialects and cannot speak Spanish. I have sat with case managers as they've cried to tell me the horror of what has happened to children as they make the journey to this country. I saw apartment buildings where 20, 30, and 40 unaccompanied minors have been released. I saw sponsors trying to simultaneously sponsor children from multiple ORR sites at one time. I saw sponsors using multiple addresses to obtain sponsorships of children. And I saw numerous cases of children in debt bondage, and the child knew they had to stay with the sponsor until the debt was paid. Realizing that we were not offering the children the American dream, but instead putting them in modern day slavery with wicked overlords was a terrible revelation. These children are a captive victim population with no access to law enforcement or knowledge of their rights. They are extorted, abused, neglected. And that is why I blew the whistle in 2021. I witnessed firsthand the horrors of child trafficking and exploitation. My life will never be the same after what I saw. But I have hope because I'm counting on you. It's my hope that you'll take action.
Tough to hear, isn't it? Tough to hear. It's look, we have to understand when we talk about the border, it's not talk radio fodder, right? It's not stuff for your political campaign. It's that too, don't get me wrong, but we're talking about flesh and blood kids, man. Right now, abused. It's freaking horrible. Horrible. Richard, San Diego, go, boss.
Hey, Jesse, bear with me because I don't want to get anything wrong here. My friend and I, we go to auto auctions down on the border off Highway 905 here in San Diego. And the cartels are down there in full force buying up all the SUVs and vans. We don't even bid on those. It's no secret. They don't hide it. I know exactly what they do with them because my friend who I used to go to the auctions with, he now drives for them. He makes about $3,000 a day, nothing illegal, completely legal. What they do is when they come over, they have wristbands, different colors. And they have the sponsors meet them at the border. They take them to a warehouse off the 905. They feed them, get them ready, put them in a car. They have three options, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas. And he drives to these places sometimes twice a day. He doesn't really know what happens after that, but he says most of the kids there are not Hispanic. They're Chinese, African, Russian, South American. And I asked him, I go, why do you do that? And he's like, the money. It's like he makes $3,000 a day and there's nothing illegal about it. I don't know. I my morals and ethics wouldn't let me do that. Not to mention, you know, the last thing you want to do is work for those people.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was, I don't think I've ever thanked anybody for a call. That was good information though. And it's what happens. I've heard these same stories in New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, and the wildest part is everyone knows the deal. And like he said, they don't hide what they're doing. You know, something crazy, if you look this up, there's so many great articles written about it. You just have to go hunting for them because the mainstream media doesn't exist in this country. What's wild is this. You'll have a Texas border town, fairly close to the border. Let's call it 50,000 people. So, and this is not a true number. Bankers listening, Chris, I'm sure you have some friends in the banking industry. Bankers listening will shoot this down. But let's say in a 50,000 person town, on average, you'll have five banks. I'm making that number up. I want to be clear about this. Don't take that as a fact. But let's say you have five banks in a normal 50,000 person town. Well, because of cartel money laundering, we'll have Texas border towns with like a 50,000 person town with 20 banks, with three, four, five times as many banks as they should have. That's just out in the open corruption. All these small jerkwater banks, not owned by some national corporation, flush with cash, beautiful little building where the cartel's washing money. And it's not hidden. It's not in some guy's basement where you have a secret door and you have to do the special knock. And hey, will you put my money through the little money machine? You walk right in the front door of the bank. Stacks of cash going on right here in our country. Crazy, isn't it, man? Nuts. Mike, Mississippi, go, boss.
Yeah, I need some of that stack of cash, and I don't want to bang a collar, but I've done some sketchy stuff, but I always knew I was doing sketchy stuff. But look, bro, you made it sound weird that you were wondering how we were going to get our autographed copies. I know how I'm getting mine. I'm coming to a book signing. I'm slapping it down in front of your perfectly symmetrical face, and you're going to be signing it. And I'm going to be putting my hand in the hand of the man that turned the radio back on after the big man shut off the golden microphone. Give us some cities and dates for this tour.
I'm going to listen, Mike, everybody. I'm not going to keep any part. Am I not the most open person with you with what's going on and when things are happening and inside baseball, behind the scenes stuff? I'm not keeping anything from you. I promise. All I have is date number one and location number one for the book tour. They're building it as we speak. I may have more tomorrow. And if I do, I will tell you on my life, I'm not keeping it quiet from anybody. I want you to come out. I want to hang out. Date number one is June 10th. It's going to be in the Houston area. What, Chris? Did they shoot down the bar idea? I didn't get quite the endorsement of it I was looking for. I thought it was a fantastic idea. I don't know why we can't go pound some beers, throw some darts, eat some chicken wings, then do the book. But the problem with that, Chris, is that, look, here's probably the problem with it. When you have something precious, a treasure. What, Chris? You don't even know what I'm going to say. When you have a treasure like the Anti-Communist Manifesto in its physical form, not an audiobook like losers like you are going to do, a real treasure like it, you need to look at that thing as if it's a priceless piece of fine china. So if we bring it out to bars, it's going to get set down in water, or someone's going to get some wing sauce on it, which honestly, wouldn't that be appropriate for my book to have a little wing sauce on it? Someone's going to spill a beer. Someone in this audience is spilling a beer on the books. And then we've ruined a priceless document. Priceless document, Chris. Who knows? Who knows what it'll be worth someday? Could be millions. I don't know. I don't know where the moon is our destination at this point in time. I think this is going to pay for our tiger versus grizzly bear fight that's going to take place down in Colombia. I think we may be able to fund the whole thing. Look, that'll be the final destination of the book tour. The final signing will be at the tiger versus grizzly fight. Now, I'm going to get back to these calls as fast as I can. I'm going to open with the antidepressant thing, and then we'll churn through the calls, and then we're going to check out, and we're going to do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow, okay? Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then after that, it's the weekend. I know tomorrow's Friday, but Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is part of the weekend. Get your questions emailed in, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One, this is from Timcast. More than half of moms of boys with gender dysphoria have their own psychological issues, according to a resurfaced report. We don't talk about this enough. We bring it up on the show. We don't talk about this enough. The role deranged, lunatic parents have in these kids who are all messed up now. And that brings me to this. This is from the New York Times. And I'm curious what the answer to this is. It's a chart showing the demographics of people who are on antidepressants long-term antidepressants. The lowest percentages are minority men, then minority women, then younger adults, and then white men. The leader in the clubhouse by a mile is white women. And when I say by a mile, this is what I mean. White men, you know how they're second highest? Looks like they're hovering around 3 million. White women are around 9 million. But it's not just that. It has this by year. And if you're looking at this chart, about the year looks like 2010. The number that was already a little bit high was right around 4 million. Skyrockets, like it's going to the moon. I am fascinated by this. Horrified, but fascinated by this. What happened in 2010? Something happened where they started putting every white woman watching The View on antidepressants. And I don't know what it is, but I'm very curious to know that answer. Anyway, well, I'm not asking you. I mean, if you know, tell me. But I'm going to dig into that this weekend, and I'm going to try to figure out what happened there. Because what happened there is weird. All right? Dave, Washington, go.
Are you ever going to come up to Spokane with your books for a signing?
I hope so. Okay, I hope so. I don't know. Eastern Washington has got to be on the destination list. I hope it's on the destination list. I'm going to try. The audience in Eastern Washington is absurdly cool and committed. There's a lot of them, so I'm going to try. All right? Paul, New Hampshire, go.
All right. I think I'm connecting some dots here between chemtrails, human biology, and development, even in an adult, let alone growing up at whatever age. DNA, they tell us, synthesizes or makes protein. And it combines, apparently, with what we consume in the air, food, whatever, breathing, drinking, with the protein that the DNA is synthesizing. Like in our skeletal system, it's all made of, how does it do that? It must be the omniscience of the great all and all. It's so foolish. Anyhow, what?
No, it's crazy. Keep going, please.
Right. The thing is, when we're breathing in chemtrails, how long have they been doing chemtrails? Anyway, great umbrella, right? Radioactive, at least a few of them. And then next in line is carcinogenic. And then there's more that it. It's just bad. It just makes me feel so good. How about you? Make me cheery. It makes me feel better already if I make myself cheery. It's a gift I give myself every day.
Well, I love it.
Why not?
That's a good deal.
Feels good.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, man. Now, that reminds me, speaking of chemtrails, who knows? Who knows what these proteins and whatever else Paul was talking about, who knows what's happening inside of our bodies? The only way to counter that is with a male vitality stack from Chalk, all right? Or a female vitality stack from Chalk. All right, no, I don't know if it counters the chemtrails, but I do know it's natural herbal supplements. I know a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days is a lot. That's a lot. You can't imagine how much better you're going to feel. Ladies, you too with that female vitality stack. Remember, I've had women email in and say they can't even nap anymore in the afternoon. They're so daggone full of energy. Feel good again. Focus better. Just live life better. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, male vitality stack, 35% off subscriptions. Go now. Richard, Portland, go.
Hey, you know, I realized the other day that Republicans tend to side with conservative or traditional or more, you know, Bible-shaped or Christian-shaped or religious-shaped values. And the Democrats don't seem to do that. They seem to want to continually invent and reinvent ideas and then float them and sell them to the population at large. And I think people especially in the 21st century, are much more likely to want to go with something that appears to be new. And I think that's
very smart. And I'll tell you this, this is a challenge we have on the right. And this is our challenge, the way I see it. We have called ourselves, I don't really call myself this, I call myself an anti-communist, but we've called ourselves conservatives forever. Conservative. Why? Well, we want to conserve what we have. We want to conserve a free country. We want to conserve a nation that lives under the Constitution. We want to conserve these things. Communists are communists, just like communists always, want to tear them down. So we are trying to conserve what we've had. The communists are trying to tear them down. Now, let's not give them too much credit. It's much easier to tear something down than build something. You know, I've been telling you tonight and joking with you that I'm not artistic. I can't do anything. I couldn't paint something for you. I could never do that in a million years. You know what I could do, though? I could tear up a painting. I could do that easily. I could burn one down. Takes no skill whatsoever. So it's easier to do what they have to do. And to his point, as they create misery, this is part of the reason they create misery. As they create misery and anxiety and all these things in our people, in us, as they do this to us, it does cause people who are in a state of misery to seek out something new. So the communists will step in and trash everything you have, and then they'll turn to you and say, man, your stuff sucks. You want to go with my stuff instead? It's what they do. We do, though, have to get better. We want to conserve. We want to maintain our values. We don't want to sign on to their demonic values, but we do have to be builders, too. We do have to create new things. Like when we talk about anti-communism, we're talking about, well, we want to ban this and ban that and things like that. That's true. We do. But we want to build. We should be building. You know, we should be building statues, building monuments. How many times have I come on here and said, I think we have really missed the boat on the right. I think Rush Limbaugh should have a monument built for him. It should be impressive. It should be funded, impressive, put in an area where it would be relatively safe. But that stuff is important. I'm not a huge monument guy either and things like that. It's kind of not really my thing, but they are awesome at holding up these heroes, make-believe heroes, but they make heroes out of people and they build monuments to them. They build that kind of stuff. And we don't. We don't build our culture anymore. We just try to stop them from tearing it down. We talk about, hey, don't tear down the statue of George Washington. And that's fine. We should be building 10 more of our own. We should be. And I completely ran out of time, and I don't even have time for headlines. I do have time to tell you to email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, though. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.